Hey everyone, this is Ajit Dabhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at Venus's square to Saturn in light of the fact that the Sun is also trining Pluto, and in light of the fact that Venus and Mars are in a mutual reception with one another, but also both in their detriment. What does all of that mean? And in part, this is going to be preparing us for a very powerful last part of September that we will be getting into next week, with Mercury stationing and turning retrograde after passing through a square to Pluto, Venus going into an opposition with Uranus. So this is sort of a prelude to a very big end of September. All right, but before I do that, I want to remind everybody I'm in promotion mode at the moment. My new class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, new cohort is coming up in November 13th. So if you're interested, go to my webpage, nightlightastrology.com, click on the first year course, and you can learn all about it. I'm really excited. We have more people signing up each day now. Really excited to get this new program started. You can use the early bird payment and save $500 off if you register now. You can also, there's a payment plan if you need it. There's also tuition assistance or need-based assistance. And really take advantage of that if you're someone who wants to study, but for whatever reason, maybe you're only part-time employed, or income's been strained because of COVID, whatever the case might be, you're a single parent, you're on disability on a fixed income or something. We don't price people out. So we're happy to work with you in whatever your situation may be. If you're experiencing hardship, really happy to try to make it work for you. Anyway, I've given a lot of information about the program recently. I'm going to kind of keep it short today because it's the end of the week. So check it out on the page. If you have any questions, feel free to email us info@nightlightastrology.com. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put the transit chart up on the screen so that we can see the real-time clock and take a look at what's happening right now before we talk about it. So you'll notice this is Friday, September 17th, and you can see that Venus in the sign of Scorpio is just passing through a square to Saturn in the sign of Aquarius. This is also happening while Mars has recently ingressed into Libra, that is Venus's sign, the sign of Mars's detriment, and Venus is in Scorpio, the sign of Venus's detriment. So they are in each other's signs, which means they have mutual reception, but they also don't see one another. They're averse to each other, meaning they don't have a whole sign aspectual line of sight, and they're both debilitated. So this is called mutual reception by debility. A funny image to think about is, two friends who are both too drunk to drive home that lean on each other's shoulders to help each other walk home from the bar. I don't remember where I first heard that, but I heard another astrologer say that one time. It just always stuck with me as really like appropriate and funny image. At the same time, notice that the Sun in Virgo is passing through the trine to Pluto today. Now, you could have been feeling this yesterday, September 16th on Thursday, but you'll feel this September 17th, 18th, maybe even through the 19th, this energy should be around sort of resolving itself. So that's what we want to talk about today, what to watch for, what to expect from this transit. So first of all, let's talk about Venus and Saturn. Here's the goddess of love, agreement, harmony, friendship, beauty, desire, lust, vanity, all sorts of things. When Venus gets into a square with Saturn, a planet that represents time, age, maturity, also sometimes is a more restrictive and limiting planet, sort of the cosmic negator. Well, Venus might desire something and Saturn might just say no. No to the harmony that you're seeking, no to the friendship you're seeking, no to the sex that you're seeking, no to whatever it is that you're trying to make smooth or beautiful or easy or pleasant. It's not going to be. There's going to be some pain. There's going to be an unwillingness or a lack of cooperation or a temporary space of disagreement or blockage. And you're just not going to be able to agree. So that's a very basic Venus-Saturn meaning. However, Venus-Saturn can also mean the deepening of commitment and maturity in love. The things that take longest to make are often the most beautiful. That kind of sentiment you can often see reflected in Venus-Saturn placements, for example, in people's birth charts. They fall in love later in life. Maybe they never really find true love until they're in their 60s, and it's the best thing ever, but it's bittersweet because you don't have as long to enjoy your life with someone, perhaps. So this kind of autumnal Venus energy. Venus Saturn can be like the rigidity of a classical, like an anal retentive classical composer, you know, like you can kind of imagine such a person, not that all classical composers are anal retentive, but you can imagine someone who is so convinced that the only things beautiful must be completely formal. This could be Venus Saturn. On the other hand, just garden variety disagreement and difficulty reaching compromises or in finding a space to, you know, say, I see your point of view, you see mine, we don't completely agree, but we'll find the most mature way of coming to some kind of resolution. It may be hard. There may be some feeling of, there's not a flexible space of ease around this right now, but like, you know, we'll work it out. That would be ideal. But now you just get a feeling for Venus Saturn, hopefully in this description. Now, what I really want to say today is that we should be watching for the fact that Venus is also in mutual reception with the debilitated Mars and that the Sun is also trining Pluto. What can these simultaneous aspect from the Sun to Pluto, and the simultaneous dignity of Mars and Venus, their exchange by mutual reception, do to lighten the burden of this somewhat difficult transit from Venus to Saturn? Well, the first thing is that this blockage is coming before a breakthrough. Why do I say that? Because we're about to hit, you know, Mercury square Pluto next week, Mercury turning retrograde, going back through a square to Pluto by the beginning of October, Venus opposite Uranus. So whatever obstacles or disagreement or unpleasantness we're dealing with now, it's like it's lighting a fuse. Let's just say that. And the fuse could be one of total innovation and creativity. Some kind of creative breakthrough or solution may not be completely painless, but it's on its way. And we had to, you know, kind of Venus had to hit, you know, bash heads with Saturn a little bit in order to make us aware of the fact that some innovation or change of plan or direction or change of approach is needed. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that there's a, when Venus and Mars are in mutual reception, but both debilitated, it's, you know, it's kind of like putting two very nice people, like people that are genuinely good, thoughtful, trying to be their best kind of people, and putting them in a situation where, you know, there's just compromise is not likely. But it doesn't mean that either of the individuals is necessarily the bad guy, right? That's a tricky position to be in, because if you're in such a position, you're like, well, I can't compromise, you know, but, you know, at the same time, I don't not like this person. It's not that I don't understand where they're coming from. You know what I mean? That's especially difficult. So one of the things that I like about Venus and Mars's mutual reception is that sometimes there's going to be some kind of third factor, like the fact that two people are both decent, that will help them work through something where, you know, if one of the two people normally had such a difficulty finding balance or agreement and was also a mean person, there's just no way that a deal would ever get done or that something would ever, you know, find its sweet spot or find harmony. It's just like wouldn't happen if one person was not nice. But in this situation, you might have, you know, two a-holes who are both willing to compromise, or two nice people who are, you know, both with something, some bottom line that people share, or some third factor that could bring people together where normally there might just be like a hard no or an unwillingness to work things out. The other thing can be silver linings. Okay, we don't agree on this, but there's this other person who can get involved. Almost like in professional sports where two teams can't do a deal, so they have to get a third or a fourth team involved to somehow make the transaction happen. So I also wonder about creative ways of involving you know, other people or other parties into something in order to accomplish a task that at first seems like it's going to be you know, really difficult. The other thing is just that, you know, sometimes when both of these planets are in mutual reception but debilitated, you'll find that people end up being willing to compromise where they are initially being stubborn or jerky about something. So maybe the breakthrough that we're going to see with Venus opposite Uranus, you know, Mercury retrograde in Venus's sign, you know, with the square to Pluto next week, some of this might come as a result of really changing your mind and saying, you know what, maybe I was being too uncompromising, or maybe I was being too hard-headed about something. And then a change of mind, a change of heart happens, which can suddenly set something free and create an opening where, you know, as of today with Venus and Saturn square, there wasn't one. So I like Mars and Venus in mutual reception by debility, because it seems like it's always around when people end up solving problems that at first seem, you know, just untenable. So the next thing is that the sun is trine Pluto. And when the sun hits trines to Pluto, generally speaking, there's also themes of empowerment, catharsis, and change with an aura of helpfulness or beneficence. The trine is an aspect of Jupiter. Jupiter is a benefic who kind of rains down blessings. This is an earthy trine between two earthy planets. Feels like something is going to get done to solve something that at first looks like a real dinger. You know, it's like, oh, you know, like, you know, you get in a fender bender and two people are arguing about, you know, who did it or what, and it's contentious. And then all of a sudden, you know, you suddenly realize, oh, this is covered by my insurance. The other person says, oh no, it's also covered by my insurance. No big deal. And then, you know, you take it in and you find out the damage is actually a lot less than you thought. You could pay for out of pocket and it wouldn't even, you know, affect your, wouldn't the insurance company doesn't even have to be told about it or something. I feel like the potential for, a little bit of the feeling of like a nuclear meltdown or a standoff averted because of some kind of practical ingenuity. That's something that I'm thinking about as well. I'm also thinking about this idea of there being an unearthing, or that the need to excavate something or to dig up something or to almost like shift approach or strategy somehow. In order to work through what appears to be some kind of limiting circumstance. Now, the other thing is Venus and Saturn are often present when there is a big step of growth or maturity happening in key relationships in our lives. And, you know, Mars, Venus, and mutual reception, both debilitated, can show two people kind of tail between the legs coming together to work something out. Sun trine Pluto can indicate we're having a breakthrough in our understanding about something. The sun is the planet of illumination and is often described in ancient astrology as the noetic light, the light that gives us real knowledge of real things. Sun trine Pluto, suddenly I've unearthed a real understanding about something. And Venus square Saturn, what looked like a difficulty now becomes a maturing, a deepening. How many times you've ever been in a, you know, a relationship with someone, let's say someone that you're in a romantic relationship with, you get in a fight, you both sit with it for a little bit. And what at first feels like two, you know, really intractable people, you end up coming together and saying, you know what, you actually just helped me understand something about myself. And I'm really thankful to you for that. And the other person says the same thing. And all of a sudden, Venus Saturn is the slow turning of the, you know, the grapes into wine. It's something that, you know, most beautiful things are crushed as they become more and more beautiful. You know what I mean? If you think about, for example, the way that I watch my wife, you know, make herbal medicines, and the way that plants essences are distilled. And, you know, it's like we have to get ground up a little bit by life in order for some of the most beautiful essences to reveal themselves. And Venus Saturn is like that too. What might feel like a superficial level of disagreement could reveal a much deeper level of intercompatibility between things, so that beauty and form, essence and form, come together more closely through this transit. So these are just a few encouraging thoughts that I have for us as we hit a, you know, what can arguably be described as a difficult transit between Venus and Saturn. But I'd love to hear your guys' stories as we're going into the weekend. You've already had this a little bit yesterday, now today. What have you noticed from Venus's square to Saturn? Put if you want to share your story, remember, use the hashtag grabbed by the planets, the grahas, planetary description in Indian astrology. The planets are said to grab us unconsciously, to seize our consciousness. So, but also if we are paying attention, we can grasp what they're teaching us or what they're showing us. They're like our cosmic sensitivity trainers. So if you want to use that hashtag, put grabbed, hashtag grabbed, and then the transit, Venus square Saturn, give us a concise description of what you saw, what you've experienced from Venus square to Saturn, and we might use it in a future episode. You can also email us with your story, just use the email address grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. And we don't, that's a separate email address. We don't respond to any of those emails, but we collect your stories and use them at, if we think they might be a good fit for one of our future episodes. Remember, new class starting soon on November 13th. I hope to see some of you guys there soon. You can check it out on my website, nightlightastrology.com. Go to the first year course page. All right, you guys have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.